Welcome to the Huntington Way Show, where we help parents navigate the educational maze. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, author and founder of InspirationalHomeschooling.com. Today's guest is Braxton Rogers. He is a Rhodes Schooling student, so went from homeschooling at home to schooling on the road, and he's had some great experiences and new opportunities that have come to him in the last few years. So we're also going to talk about cultivating gifts. Before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors, Inspirational Homeschooling and the Huntington Learning Center, for bringing this show to you. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. Welcome to the show, Braxton.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Hey, great to have you here. I think the audience is just going to love what you have to share.
I hope so.
Yeah. How long have you been homeschooled?
Well, I started out in kindergarten, and I'm going into the 11th grade.
Wow. Yeah, so homeschooled your whole life.
Yes, ma'am, pretty much.
What was it like at the beginning?
I'm not really sure how it was. I was a little young for that, to really remember how it all went. But I remember it was pretty nice because I had a lot of anxiety because my dad was military at the time, and I had a lot of anxiety of him being gone, and that's really why we transitioned into homeschooling from public school, because I had a lot of anxiety when I was away, and also at home, and just like him being gone. And so, like, you know, being home really helped my anxiety, and just like being there with my family, it really gave me a good deal of comfort. And so that's why we transitioned to homeschooling, and it just stuck.
Yeah. So were you in the United States when you homeschooled your military family?
Actually, no. We were in Germany. We lived in Germany for 4 years. We moved there when I was about to turn three. And I started in preschool in a public school. And then we started in kindergarten for homeschool.
Wow. That's great. Mm-hmm. So, as you moved back to the United States, what did your homeschool day look like?
It was pretty regimented. We had, like, planned out. I'd get up in the morning, and I had subjects that I had planned out in the morning. And then throughout the week, I had, co-op and taekwondo planned out through the week. And I just had certain extracurricular activities that I do throughout the week. And it was pretty strict,
yeah.
Somewhat.
Okay, so what changed and when did that happen?
So the curriculum that we used was pretty much still the same. We changed some of my subjects to online instead of, like, physical book work, because when you're moving into, like, an RV or travel trailer, you want less stuff because it takes up the space that you really actually need for more essential things. And the regimen pretty much went away, and it was more relaxed, and really whenever we could get around to it, and we focused more on experiences and learning through doing things. And we went to, like, national parks and museums and historical sites to learn things rather than just learning it and reading it from a book. We're actually going and experiencing these things.
Oh yeah. So do you feel like as you experienced life on the road, did you feel like more of that stuck or just really hit home?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because, like, it's amazing to actually be at these places instead of just reading about them. And then also you have memories to help you remember things. And it's like you're touching them, you're seeing them, and you remember them because you're seeing them and you have it in your memory.
Yeah. So, homeschooling on the road, what did you do when you were traveling in the car?
Well, I started to do, like, work in the car, trying to do my math work, because, we still had books at the time when we were first going on the road. And that didn't really work out for me because, like, my brain is everywhere. It's like when I see things going out the window, I'm like focused, and I couldn't focus on my book work and, like, bumpy roads. And it's like my handwriting is going all over the place. And so it's like, so we, we really focus up, like we do audiobooks, and we'll listen to audiobooks and like fiction and like all sorts of different audiobooks. So that's pretty much how we do that.
Okay. So if you have audiobooks, are there some, did you do mostly like literature that way, or was there other types of learning as well?
A little bit of it all. I mean, we've done like books that would have that I would have on like a reading list. It's like certain like the classics like Grapes of Wrath, the fish the what's it called? The Fisherman's Tale, all sorts of like cool stuff like that. And we also did like nonfiction and like learning more. Also like self-help books, just all sorts of different things that just keep that pass the time by.
Okay, so I'm curious, how old were you when you started road schooling?
I had just turned 12 at the time. We had moved in the RV and we stayed stationary. We stayed at an RV park for about 3 months, and we were still in the RV, and I had turned 12, and then we went on the road after that, and we've been doing it ever since.
Wow, so it's been a quite a unique experience for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Well, Braxton, I am so thankful that you could share about road schooling. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the unique opportunities that have come through all the experiences that Braxton has had road schooling. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for Inspirational Homeschooling and the Huntington Learning Center for bringing the show to you.
I'm looking at stars at night, wishing you're right here by my side. And I'm wondering where you are, 'cause you're never really far from my mind. And I'm hoping you're not far from me, but a little distance seems from sea to sea. So I wrote this little song to show you how I feel when you're gone. 'Cause I miss you to the moon, when gone my heart's an empty room. And when you've gone away, the shadow of your memory will stay. And I'm here by my side from all times of night to noon. I'll miss you to the moon.
Welcome back to the Huntington Way Show. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, and I'm here with Braxton Rogers. We are talking about the unique opportunities he has had through road schooling and cultivating his gifts. This show is brought to you by Inspirational Homeschooling and the Huntington Learning Center. Braxton, I am curious, what opportunities have come to you through road schooling?
Well, all sorts of opportunities, Miss Yvonne. It's been amazing. Overall, it's just been a great opportunity to get to know God better and to learn to trust in Him and to learn how He works and to understand how He works and to grow our relationship with Him. And another opportunity, it's been a great opportunity to pursue my passion for music. And we've had such a great freedom to, go explore and like meet people and musicians and to learn things. And a great opportunity that came up was I went to the Banjo Museum in Oklahoma City, and it like re-sparked my interest for the banjo. And I met my teacher there, which was he's the five-time national champion of the banjo, and he was Dolly Parton's banjo player at one time, and I got to meet him and so many other fantastic banjo players, and it just my music just blew up ever since then, and it's been a phenomenal ride ever since then.
Yeah, so you were talking about how your faith in God has grown, and offset, we were talking about how you guys even got into road schooling. Can you describe what that was like?
Oof. It was crazy because my mom, she came to my dad. He had just, I think he just retired from the military, and we were wondering what we were gonna do. And my mom came to my dad, and she's like, "Well, let's travel. Let's just like get an RV and travel all over the place." And at first, my dad's like, "No, not yet." And then a year later, he comes back and he's watched all these YouTube channels of like people that actually do what we've been do like what we do, and he's like, "Well, let's try it." And so like we started to sell everything, and then everything just started falling into place after that. And like we sold our house pretty easily. We got rid of things, and we were able to find a place to store the things that we still had, and we got an RV easily, and everything just it was planned. It's like God just put that into place and put that idea in my mom's mind and had my dad go along with it, and it all fell into place, and it just
Boy, that had to be a big leap of faith to take that step. I mean, you had, been living here in Colorado for 5 years at that
Yes,
point,
ma'am.
and have had a bunch of people that you were friends with, and your school was going great. Everything was just, fine at that point. And so just taking that step must have been very difficult and, really took a big leap of faith. How
Absolutely.
did that feel for you? Did you feel like kind of scared and worried or excited or maybe a mixture?
It was a little bit of a mixture. I was pretty excited for something new. I was excited 'cause like I've always been a traveler. I've had that traveling brain. It's like I like to see new things. I like new things. I just like to try and I like to experience things. And so I was pretty excited about that. I was pretty sad, I got to, we had such a community here, and we were leaving that, but yet I was still excited to see what God has had in store for us, and just because it was a leap of faith, and because it was just all, it all went so smoothly to get to that point, and so it couldn't have been anything else but God. So just see how that was going.
Yeah, so that I'm sure solidified some of your faith. Now let's kind of switch gears. And the
Alrighty.
other part that you talked about was, all the opportunities that have come up since and how God has blessed you and the people that you have met. So can you walk us through that journey and how you got into the banjo and your interests and then how that just flourished and then what you're doing today?
Yeah, well, that's a little bit of a long-winded story, but
It's
like
great.
we'll see what happens. Let me get into it. So my grandpa really introduced me to the bluegrass and the style and old country and the banjo, and like we were watching old shows like Hee Haw and the Beverly Hillbillies and the Andy Griffith Show, and it just like I saw the banjo and I see this like fun, playful instrument. It's like I want to try that. I want to try that, and like we'll see what like. So I started begging my parents for one, and my mom's like, "No, banjos are expensive. Banjos are more expensive than guitars. It's like you let's wait a little bit because like my brain is always all over the place, and like I can't just seem to focus on one thing." So she wanted to make sure I was interested in it. 3 years later, for my 13th birthday. They got me a banjo because we were on the road. Before, I was going to get a car when we were stationary because, like, get something to fix up till I was 16 so I could drive it. But since we were on the road, my parents got me a banjo instead because I had been begging ever since I was 10. And so I got a banjo and I started learning from books and YouTube, and just I was obsessed with it. I was in it, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, I've got a banjo in my head or my hand finally." And like, and then I got the flu, and it just like I stopped for a while, and then like books and YouTube only got me so far, and I got frustrated with the banjo, and it's like, so I started playing more guitar, because, like, I mean, you can play everything with the guitar just by strumming. With a banjo, you've got to do finger rolls. And then about a year and a half later, we went to the banjo museum, and it was just by happenstance that the Banjo Fest was going on, and they were inducting people into the Hall of Fame. And because my dad had a job there, or at Tinker Air Force Base, working for the commissary there, and we didn't even know that there was a banjo museum in Oklahoma City. So yet again, just another thing that God put in place. And like, we went to the banjo museum, and like, the guy told the gentleman there for education and outreach, he noticed my Barney Fife t-shirt on, and like, we just clicked instantly, and he told us about the Banjo Fest, and we got tickets for the after party and concerts, and it just, my brain was like, poof. Just like, every like, it re-sparked my interest, and it, like, it lit a flame, and like, everything started falling into place. Then I met my teacher, and like, we met a composer of the banjo named Jens Kruger, and you know, he took we were able to get a scholarship for their academy that they have, a camp that they have, and like, and it, like, ever since then, like, I've been able to meet people, and we've gone to festivals, and we've gone to camps, and I've met people and learned more and more, and it's been an amazing journey just to see how God puts everything into place for you if you just trust the journey that He has you on.
Yeah, absolutely. So you talked about some of the different people that you've met,
Yes, ma'am.
and you've had some incredible opportunities. So tell me a little bit about how that has played out.
So I've been able to play at a festival called Merle Fest. It's a pretty big festival in North Carolina. I've been filmed on a PBS program called Wood Songs Kids, and my teacher one time. So there was some, my teacher was talking to me one time, and you know, he was teaching me all these things, and like, I got to the point where it's like, I could play professionally, and I needed to play. And so he suggested this program called Tunes and Tales for the city of Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And I was able to play for them and play for the guests of Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and get a lot of experience. And I'm also going to be playing at a deal called IBMA this year. It's basically the Country Music Awards for bluegrass stars, and it's and I've just and it's a program called Acoustic. It's a It's not Acoustic Kids, but Bluegrass Stars. No, Kids on Bluegrass. That's what it is. But it's just, like, so many doors have opened up, and places for me to play, and just places for me to experience and get playing experience, and it's been amazing.
Okay, so you've had a scholarship, yes,
Yes, ma'am.
to and how did that come about?
So I got a scholarship for the Kruger Academy, which is just a, like, it's a camp for, it's like a weekend camp with the Kruger Brothers, which is a band, and they're from Switzerland, and they are just phenomenal composers. And after the Banjo Fest, we went down to Texas to the Bloomin' Bluegrass Festival, and we saw them there, and my mom had been researching the Kruger Brothers, and she saw their camp, and we asked Mr. Jens, the banjo player, if they still had openings for it. And Mr. Jens, he's like, "Well, we might have a scholarship for you." And so he said all we had to do was just write an essay to him and about my musical journey. And so we did that, and he's like, "You got the scholarship."
Oh, that's
And so
awesome.
we got that, and I've also been able to get scholarships for other camps, and it's been pretty awesome.
Oh, awesome. So it changed it now into where you get paid for your music.
Yes, ma'am.
So share a little bit about that, but also where people can listen to you and discover you.
Well, I will be playing for Tunes and Tales in Gatlinburg, Tennessee for the fall and winter sessions, And I'll be playing Fridays and Saturdays. Like I said, I'll also be playing at IBMA for Kids on Bluegrass program, and that's going to be, I wrote that down. Let me see that. Oh, that's going to be the 29th or the 30th of September in Raleigh, North Carolina. You can find me on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram. Just click in Braxton Rogers or Braxton Rogers Banjo. I've also got a single out on all your favorite streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon. It's called Miss You to the Moon, or you click in Braxton Rogers. And I'm also trying to come up with some other things for y'all to listen to, try to come up with an album if I can ever get my brain to work.
Sounds wonderful. Well, Braxton, thank you for sharing about your homeschool experiences and how you've grown those gifts, how your parents have supported you along the way. Thank you, and thanks for the sponsors that are bringing the show to you, Inspirational Homeschooling and the Huntington Learning Center, and we'll come back soon. Thank you for joining us.